This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, December 5. Did God lose control? Our passage comes from Isaiah chapter 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. In the play Requiem for a Nun, the author, William Faulkner, says through one of the characters that after God created everything, he lost control. Things simply got out of hand, and there was nothing he could do about it. Did God lose control? Sometimes we might wonder. We listen to the news and watch what's happening around us, and we may wonder, is anyone in charge? We read about violence and poverty, about wars without end, about natural disasters and personal tragedies, and we might ask, did Faulkner have it right when he said that God lost control? Let's see what the Bible says in our reading for today. The prophet asks, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. God directs all the action in the universe, from the stars and planets in space to the rise and fall of rulers and nations in this world. We may not understand how, but God is firmly in control. Our daily news doesn't tell the whole story. Our God reigns. He's in charge. And until he comes again, there will be wars and rumors of wars and poverty and persecution. But until then, the Savior, whose birth we celebrate this month, also says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and I am with you always. Pray with me. Lord, help us always to remember that you are in charge, and give us eyes of faith to see the ways you are at work in our world each day. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.